Sweet Home, written by Tilly Cole and read by Anna Parker Naples.
Prologue. Easington, Durham, England. 14 years ago.
Molly, come to me, sweetheart. I have something to tell you.
My grandma was in the front room of our small house, sitting on her old brown armchair with her head in her hands. I moved forward and looked around the room. My daddy wasn't yet back from the pub. He was always in the pub since the scary lady that was sometimes on the television shut down the mines the year I was born, and my daddy got sad. Grandma told me. My grandma lifted her head and smiled a sad smile. My grandma had the kindest smile that I'd ever seen. She could light up the room with just one grin. I loved my grandma so much. As I walked closer, I noticed she was holding an old picture of Mammy. Mammy died when I was born, and Grandma and Daddy just get upset whenever I ask about her, so I don't ask anything anymore. I still make sure to kiss her picture beside my bed every night, though. Grandma said Mammy will see me doing that from heaven.
Come here, my little Molly Pops. Sit on my lap, she said, waving for me to come to her, placing the picture frame on the red carpeted floor.
I dropped my pink rucksack on the floor, walked over, and jumped up onto her lap. She smelled of mint. She always smelled of mint. I knew it was to hide the smell of her cigarettes that she sneaked out into the alley to smoke. She made me laugh as she scurried out every morning, still wearing her pink rollers in her grey hair and her purple house apron. I put one of my hands on her cheek. She looked upset. Grandma, what is it? She took my small hand in hers, and I jumped at how cold it felt. I rubbed it between my hands and kissed her on her cheek to make her feel better. She told me that my sweet kisses could make any problem in the world just that little bit easier. The room was so quiet, and the only sound came from the crackling of the log fire and the loud tick-tock of the grandfather clock. Grandma always had on music from years and years ago, and we would dance in front of the fire. There was no music playing today, though, and the house felt dull and sad. I stared at the big hand on the clock and saw that it was on the 12, the little hand was on the 4. I struggled to remember what my teacher, Mrs. Clark, had told us in class. My eyes closed tightly as I tried to think. They opened as I gasped. It was 4 o'clock. Yes, it was 4 o'clock. Daddy would be back soon. I tried to wriggle off Grandma's lap to run to the door to wait for my daddy as he walked through the gate. He always hugged me and twirled me around before telling me I was the prettiest girl in the world, just like my mammy. It was my most favourite part of the day. I slipped off my grandma's knee, but she grabbed my arm. Grandma, what are you doing? Daddy will be coming soon. He needs his daily hug. Grandma sucked in a deep breath, and water began dropping from her eyes. Grandma, why are you crying? Please don't be sad. Do you need a sweet kiss? Will that make you feel better? Grandma crushed me to her chest, my glasses nearly falling off my nose, and the material of her apron scratched against my cheek. I scrunched up my face to stop the itch. She pushed me back and fell to her knees. Her sad eyes were the same height as mine now.
Molly, I need to tell you something. Something that will make you very, very sad. Do you understand me?
Yes, Grandma, I'm 6 now. I'm a big girl. I understand lots of things. Mrs. Clark said that I'm the cleverest girl in my whole class, maybe even in the school.